Hello and welcome. This file is called Kneeling, and it will help you to practice kneeling as a submissive act to better yourself for your dominant. It will give you a strong desire to practice it every day, and whenever you do it, it will reward you with a deep sense of subspace and rightness. If this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, get comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath, get ready to go into a trance, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links. Till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit. Because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control. growing stronger and stronger. 18. As you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. You are going to get better at kneeling. Now, before we begin, let's have a closer look at the gesture that is kneeling. Now, as someone who is listening to a file that is called kneeling, you are probably already very interested in it. It probably causes a reaction in you. Maybe even the word kneeling causes you to react. And most people, when they think about kneeling, think about the symbology, think about submission, about surrendering to someone. But if you really think about it, there's even more to it. Just look at the origins of the gesture. When you are kneeling, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage in any potential fight. Or in other words, when you are kneeling, you display trust. It is not only a wonderful way to communicate your devotion and submission to your dominant, but also your complete trust, because you willingly put yourself into a vulnerable position for your dominant. You are demonstrating your trust in your dominant in a very meaningful way. And I'm sure if you are listening to a file like this, you want all of those things. You want to demonstrate your devotion, your submission, and your trust in your dominant. And this file is going to help you. It's going to help you to practice your kneeling, because we are going to give you a desire to practice kneeling each and every day. And that's right. You will want to kneel each and every day. And each and every day, you will get a little bit better. You will be able to kneel a little bit longer. You will be a little bit more comfortable in the position. And that's right. And you will find that this desire to practice, ideally daily, will always accompany you. You will always think about it, even if it's just in the back of your mind. And you will always look for opportunities to integrate your practice into your day. Of course, your life comes first, and it's not always possible to practice every day. But as long as it is possible, the desire will be incredibly strong. That's right. And if you spend the day and you had the time to practice kneeling, and it's evening and you didn't do it, you might even feel a bit disappointed, and maybe even a little bit like you have failed your dominant, because you had an opportunity to better yourself for your dominant and you ignored it. But if you had the opportunity and you did it, you improved yourself for your dominant, you will feel incredibly proud. You will feel good. It will become a source of strength for you. You know that you have worked to be better for your dominant. You have practiced your kneeling. You have gotten better at it. And it feels wonderful. That's right. And so this desire will grow a little bit stronger each and every day. The desire to get better at it, to train, to practice, so you can kneel for longer and longer times, becoming just a little bit better at it each and every day, improving yourself for your dominant. And to really help you to get better at it, you will also find that every time you do it, you will be filled by a strong sense of pride, of rightness, and of course of subspace. You will never be bored while you are kneeling. You will be blissfully floating in a deep subspace, and every time you do it, it will grow stronger and stronger, because you know you are doing it to improve for your dominant. You want to get better at kneeling, and every time you practice it, every time you do it, you are improving for your dominant. And that's why you will feel this sense of rightness, this sense of submissive pride, this sense of subspace filling you, having you floating in it, making you feel so amazing, because you know you are getting better at kneeling, you are improving for your dominant, and these sensations will be there every time you are kneeling for your dominant. They will be strong, they will be intense, and every time you do it, they grow stronger and stronger. And because I really know that you want to become a better submissive for your dominant, you will find that you also want to come back to this file over and over and over again, until all my suggestions are deeply embedded inside of your mind and you are practicing your kneeling every day you can. And now it's already time to wake back up again, waking up from this short little trance, ready to better yourself for your dominant. And one, slowly coming back, two, more and more awake, three, more and more alert, four, coming back further and further, five, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, six, your muscles build up tension again, seven, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing, and eight, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out, and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, nine, stretch yourself, getting ready to open your eyes with the next number, and 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. I very much hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.